An Iowa business hopes to build a huge swine farm in Bayfield County for 26,000 hogs. Its size qualifies as a CAFO, a confined animal feeding operation. It would be the first in the Lake Superior Basin. The Wisconsin DNR has launched a comprehensive environmental impact study of the proposed pig operation in the northernmost reaches of the state. We visited the region to learn about the concerns and the thoughts of some who welcome a mega farm. UW Extension Specialist Kathy Techman maneuvers a small bevy of visiting journalists aboard kayaks and onto Fish Creek.
We are right here where this yellow circle is. The freshwater estuary is here, and I call it the mixing bowl.
We bob where the creek meets Lake Superior's Shawamigan Bay beneath a buzzing highway.
Take a look. There's some swallow nests up here. So this is a habitat, a manufactured habitat for swallows that we have here. We will be going under the bridge and bearing to the right.
A whoosh of magnificence wings by. Techman says the great blue heron is indigenous to the area.
It's a very sheltered environment, so it's a perfect area for birds, for nesting, for stopover in the fall and spring. It's also a significant fisheries and hatchery area for fish for the western Great Lakes, for white suckers.
Although native fish and birds are present, Randy Lair says concern hovers about the health of Fish Creek and its influence on the south shore of Lake Superior. Lair is an environmental science professor at nearby Northland College. He says the proposed hog farm would sit 8 miles upstream.
I think the big question is phosphorus.
Phosphorus is found in manure and fertilizer, and high levels contribute to algal bloom and fish kills. Lair says no one yet knows how a CAFO might impact the ecosystem.
There's maybe a question about bacteria. There are sometimes beach closures in Shawamigan Bay driven by E. coli. Confined animal feeding operations are possible sources of that, but phosphorus is the big question.
Lair says scientists are just beginning to study Shawamigan Bay's unique hydrology. But both he and the EPA have detected high levels of phosphorus in Fish Creek, the stream closest to the proposed hog CAFO. Lair says a contributing factor has been commercial logging that took place there starting back in the late 1800s.
Most of northern Wisconsin, 80-90% of it, was treeless for a significant period of time, starting in the late 1800s into the early 1900s. And when that happens on the landscape, when you see large-scale vegetation removal, the streams change in response. They actually dig deeper channels, the stream banks become more exposed, and they become more prone to erosion.
Lair says when heavy rain hits, sediment plumes into the bay.
The Shawamigan Bay area is likely one of, if not the most susceptible place in Lake Superior, if not a broader region, to climate change impacts.
Fish Creek, if we're going to go down that road, has problems, but it's not due to agriculture so much as logging operations and other scenarios in the past.
That's third-generation farmer Clay Burdett. He supports the proposed hog CAFO. Burdett says it'll help keep farming alive in the region.
Farming is dying. We probably have half the number of farms that we did 20 years ago, if that.
Burdett believes his way of life is under attack.
Anything that you keyhole as CAFO or factory farms is just not right. It's modern agriculture and the fact that we've progressed to a point where we can do more production with less effort.
The CAFO applicant has hired Bayfield County resident John Thomas to manage its crops. The plan is designed to handle 6.8 million gallons of manure annually, storing and then strategically applying it to the land.
They found all waterways, wells, creek banks, anywhere water moves. There's different regulations for a ditch in the field, for bigger waterways, creeks. All of those have different setbacks and different plans for how you can do it.
While Thomas and local farmer Clay Burdett trust Badgerwood, the name of the proposed hog CAFO, Burdett is less confident that the gulf the project has opened between neighbors can be mended.
It drove a spike through the community, and it hasn't healed yet. I don't think it will heal.
Susan Benz, 89.7, WUWM.